1077 The Island has company. On a Tuesday morning, it's Voice for Companion Animals hanging out. Who's this little guy?
Have you met Ted?
Ted? Mm-hmm. As in Teddy Bear?
As in Teddy Bear.
Yeah, you could be right there.
Right
now,
there?
Does like his, right do you perm his hair or is it naturally curly like that?
You know, I'd like to say I have the beauty skills, but I do not. That is his hair. He's a poodle mixed with who knows what, but he's smart as all get out.
Hi. Hi.
How old a dog?
He's at least 10.
Oh, hi. How would you describe his color? Is tan, like cream?
It's
a little bit of caramel.
White with some tan spots.
I think caramel would...
He's a caramel macchiato.
There you go. Alrighty then.
That's what I would name him, caramel.
Come here, babe.
He's a little caramel macchiato.
How did you... Here's the weekly question. How did you acquire Ted?
Well, Ted is... this is... We have Ted now. This would have been about his fourth home. So we got him a couple months back. Actually, several months back now. His original owner passed away. Family took him, couldn't take him. Someone else found him and they couldn't take him. So they brought him to us. We found what we thought was a great home, but to no fault of his own. He is looking for, a good home with a lot of room to run, somebody around, but he's got to have room to run. He's got to have a yard. He's got to have a consistent. Four times is a long time to not have consistency. So he is looking for consistent, and he's a great rider. He's consistent on his leash. He's very respectful. He loves people. He loves dogs.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Look at him. He's a good boy.
This is a good friend. He rides well in the car. He likes to surf the middle. Great dog.
So soft. How old did you say how old?
He's at least 10 based
really?
On yeah.
He doesn't act like 10.
No.
He's worked it all out.
He knows life. He's been through COVID. He should have a shirt that said, I survived COVID. Great dog. Absolutely great dog.
You're a bit of a dog whisperer, animal whisperer. Do the dogs have a separation anxiety when their owner dies? Do they know?
Yes, they definitely can. It's hard telling how long. We're guessing he was with the gentleman a long time because it was just everything kind of started to roll against him earlier this year. So stability is going to be, that's what we're going to look for on him. That's enough. Actually, once or twice is enough. Four times, nope. Yeah, so we will be so picky on where he goes. What are you doing? You have a new greeter in the hallway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the breed?
Poodle mixed with something. Poodle terrier. Yeah,
Teddy. Hi.
I see the poodle. I can't figure out what the rest is.
Teddy bear.
If you need someone to help you scout out treats, this is your guy.
That's my guy.
He comes out of his kennel and immediately goes to where the treats are. And if you don't help him, he will help himself.
I'll have this in the blog section with award-winning photographs from Laura Hurley of Ted, the adorable, adoptable pet of the week, poodle mix. Caramel colored, mostly tan, white.
Caramel macchiato.
10-year-old caramel macchiato dog. Perfect mate, looking for a home. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. Robin, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you very much.
Did you have an event coming up?
Well, the next thing we're going to roll out is we're going to have an online store where we have our T-shirts and all that for a fundraiser because we're going to start putting together. We have some money put aside for a spay-neuter program finally. So we're going to start putting money aside so we can help more people spay and neuter. That's about the most effective way we can do to control pet overpopulation and feral cats. So We're going to start building our fund up to help people spay and neuter. So that's what we're rolling out next. Cool. Little preview.
Online voiceforcompanionanimals.com.